Yo, so you remember back in the early days of YouTube? Like, I'm talking about when YouTube was literally just people uploading videos of them doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about 2007, 2008 YouTube. Mm-hmm. I remember being obsessed with this one video. I was in college and I was coming back from class, and I come in and my roommate is watching this video, and I hear this voice, and I was like, what the fuck is that? She's like, oh, you never heard this song? I'm like, what is this? So I go to where her computer's at, and it's a black guy at a keyboard, and he has the deepest voice I've ever heard in my fucking life at that point. And he's singing Chocolate Rain.
I don't remember that.
You
don't,
you never heard of Chocolate Rain?
No.
It's like one of the OG YouTube. He became like, I think he was like one of the first like earlier viral people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I bring that up because I wanted to ask you, like, what is the first video you ever remember seeing on YouTube? Like when YouTube was still in its early inception.
That I can remember, because you know my memory is shit. Probably the JJ Fish.
Oh, the homie Ice JJ Fish. He's another one.
Probably the JJ Fish.
Ice JJ Fish Ice is JJ another Fish. One.
Internet sensation.
Yo, he was another one of those like first viral guys when YouTube was still like. So put it like this. I used to watch YouTube videos on MySpace. Because they were, like, they connected.
Would, yeah, yeah. They were connected and people would upload them onto MySpace.
Yep.
Damn.
So, for our younger listeners, if you ever want to understand what the hell us dinosaurs are talking about, go on your YouTube. I know. Just walk away from TikTok for, like, 2 minutes. Go on to YouTube and look up Chocolate Rain by Tay Zonde. I remember his name. And you're going to look up Ice JJ Fish.
What was, how the song went?
Then I saw you, girl. Like, it's, he sounds really bad. Like, I probably sound really good compared to how he was sounding. We could play it right now. Wait, because, Haiti baby.
Oh, Haiti man.
Baby found the video. I got it right here.
Hey. Hey.
And to give you guys an idea of how Ice JJ Fish looks, he kind of looks like a special needs version of Drake.
Not Drake.
Not Aubrey.
Now yeah. Wheelchair Jimmy.
Yo. You know, my brother did not know that Drake was on Degrassi. That's how fucking young and how old we are. Because I don't know how the conversation came up. And I was like, yeah, man, I remember Drake when he still had the fucked up hairline. And he's like, yeah, those kid pictures. I'm like, nah, when he was on a TV show. He was like, Drake was on a TV show. And I'm like, how do you think Drake became Drake? He's like, he was a rapper. And I'm like, oh, honey, no. He was Jimmy Brooks.
He was an actor.
He was an actor, yeah. And my brother's like, who the fuck is Jimmy Brooks? And I'm like, we have officially reached that generation that do not know.
He got shot.
About Jimmy Brooks. So, sure enough, I made him watch some YouTube stuff about Degrassi and whatnot. And he's like, yo, this is real? And I'm like, why the fuck would I make this up? I'm not that smart, you know? And his girlfriend, I mean, they're like 19, they're 20. Oh my God, my brother's going to be 20. Jesus Christ. So his girlfriend like went down the rabbit hole and now she's watching Degrassi and she's like, I'm fucking addicted to this show. And I'm like, yeah, same. It's on HBO Max. So for y'all who are about the Degrassi life, go on HBO Max and watch it. You will thank me.
Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. a controversial podcast where choosing violence is always the answer.
Please welcome.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby, Lexi the Savage, and Durag Daddy.
There's something about you, girl. What is up, guys? You already know who the fuck it is. It is your favorite stressed out Yankees fan, Lexi the motherfucking Savage.
And it is your favorite Isita, Mamacita, Haiti Baby.
Aide bebé.
Sí.
Sí.
Bienvenidos a otro episodio de Ladies Pitch.
Pum, 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 pum.
Yo quiero hacer un episodio en español.
En español.
Sí.
Tenemos que hacerlo, pero we need Roja here.
I'm pretty sure. Sí. I'm pretty sure somebody will have like a kink to the Spanish.
They probably will.
Yeah.
We might need subtitles for the Puerto Rican because sometimes he'd be saying shit and I'm like, all right.
I suggested that we do an episode in Spanish.
Let's do it.
Or don't, Spanglish.
Don't hit that SAP button, motherfuckers. Y'all gonna learn.
Yeah. You gonna learn today, motherfucker. Get real Samuel Jackson in this bitch.
No, it's not a motherfucker. Puñeta.
Puñeta, cabrón.
Me cago en ti.
What's going on, guys? Don't forget before we start the shits because we in you in for... Well, even for some shits tonight.
Oh, brother.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So where you can stream a podcast, you will stream the Ladies Pitch podcast there. You want to let the listeners know, first of all, first things first, how you doing?
I'm great. You already know it's October, my favorite month of the year besides my
it's
birthday month.
It's spooky season, ho.
It's spooky season and it's... baseball postseason.
If you don't know, now you know.
Now you fucking know. So if you see me randomly crying in a sports bar, buy me a beer and mind your business. I'm probably going through something sports related.
Yeah, don't approach her. Don't feed her. Don't approach her.
Send the beer and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know that happened to me one time. I was at a bar. I was waiting for a friend of mine. I was watching the game and it was bad. And I guess this couple saw like this furrowed brow and they were like, this bitch is going through something. And they sent the beer over. And then when I turned, I realized the guy was also a Yankees fan. So I was like, oh, he understands.
Yeah, he's a sports fanatic. Yeah. Like, he feels your pain.
Yeah, he was like, I know. And I'm like, motherfuckers. So it's how like you doing?
Sports empath.
That's, it's a thing. I'm not a hopeless romantic with love. But when it comes to baseball, I am like Nora Ephron. I turn into a big old sap. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh.
I know.
I'm good.
You look good. Your skin's glowing.
Getting ready. Well, I mean, I got my own regimen.
Hey, yo.
I'm ready to get this pot shit going. You already know. Saturday night, the Bronx in the hood.
We in the hood, man. We in my bedroom.
Surrounded by wolves.
Listen. Got Jeremy Renner out running these streets.
The streets ain't safe tonight.
I hope they don't call me because I can't afford to bail her ass out. I told her, I was like, you're going to have to spend the night, ma. It's a holiday weekend. I don't know what to tell you. And it's
probably
a
on and popping, too.
Yeah, it's a Jewish weekend, too, so you're not going to have representation. Mama, you better eat them bologna sandwiches and tough it up.
And the Jew lawyers are good for getting them charges dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
One of my... This is a real fucked up situation. But when I was younger, my uncle, he got arrested and he had a lawyer. Not going to say the lawyer's name, but he was of the religion of Abraham.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, my mom thought it was a good idea to give him my cell phone number. I was like 15, so I'm in class.
Mom.
I'm in class and my cell phone's ringing and I'm like, this isn't supposed to be ringing because the motherfuckers that call me know not to call me at this time. So I was really confused. So then, like, I had to, like, go in the bathroom, like, what the fuck is going on? And then my mom was like, oh, that number's going to call you again. Just answer and write down whatever he tells you. And I'm like, who is calling me? She's like, it's your uncle's lawyer. We told him to call your phone because we don't know if they're listening in on the house phone.
Oh, my God. Very young age, huh?
Yeah, man. Listen. The wolves. The wolves that raised me meant well.
Yeah. So do you want to tell the listeners what we're getting into today?
We're gonna be interviewing one another. We're just gonna listen. We're just gonna be talking about some shit. We're gonna be asking each other some questions. It could take a lot of turns. I hope y'all don't get traumatized real easily. I mean, you haven't yet. It's been how many seasons and you're still here?
You know. We six in, so.
All right, so first things first. There's something I need to, that's been resting on my heart and.
Talk to him.
I didn't realize it was really consuming this much of my headspace, but I'm just going to go ahead and spill it. For someone like me who doesn't eat ass, I spend an abnormal amount of time wondering if other people
eat ass.
For example, if I am watching a baseball game, I will wonder, hey, does Nolan Arenado eat ass? Or I like to play this game where I'll look at them and I'm like, he definitely eats ass. Or he does not eat ass.
What do people that eat ass look like?
It's a look. For example, I'm going to say a name and we're going to see if we are on the same wavelength. You're going to tell me.
I know, please.
Yeah, like, so, you know.
Okay.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah, like he has that look to him.
Yeah, he has a dirty look to him.
Yeah, like he eats the booty. Mm-hmm. Carmelo Anthony. You see, you and I did the same thing. We hesitated. We were very much on the fence about that one.
I always think that people with money do weird shit, though.
But here's the thing.
Because they get bored easily. They have easy access to whatever they want. So I True. Just feel like they explore a lot of shit.
But I also feel like with Carmelo, he's very much like, no, I'm not about that shit. Yo, that's not me.
I would say he has more of that attitude towards getting his ass eaten more than eating ass.
All right, yeah.
Because he's from where? He from Harlem?
He was born in Harlem, raised in Baltimore.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So and he definitely eats ass.
He's our cousin, so.
Yeah.
I feel like he does it, like, not all the time.
On special occasions. Special like occasions, birthdays, like birthdays,
holiday. I mean, anniversaries and stuff. How about Russell Wilson?
Damn. Nah, yeah, Russell for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Russell.
Okay.
You know why? He has too much of like that good guy, clean image. Those are the ones. It's kind of like what I say about nerds.
Yeah, but you know, nerds got a lot to prove.
Nerds fuck.
Yeah, remember that movie Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah.
When he finally got to fuck the girl and she's like, oh, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson with a nerd.
Oh.
Dominican nerd at that.
Yo, needless to say, guys, I need to stop or think of something else. Because even as I'm talking to you guys, I'm looking at the TV and in my head, I'm like, these motherfuckers eat ass.
She really is.
It's bad. Like, it's really bad. I don't know. I'm trying. You know what I feel like? Remember in Superbad when he went through the phase of drawing dicks and he mm-hmm. couldn't explain
he
why?
Couldn't stop.
And he was like, dicks were everywhere. The textbooks, the lunchbox. His mom found a stash of dick drawings.
I love that movie, by the way.
That movie, yo, if there is one movie I can fucking watch and it'll never get old is that one. When it first came out, we were quoting it so much. Our friends were like, please stop. Please fucking stop. So, Haiti, do you think what I do with the whole like ass eating thing, do you think that's something I should move on from?
I think you should move on into trying it.
Nah, I'm good.
So then what are we doing? What are we talking about then?
I'm good.
Hey, listen, whenever you're ready, I'm here for you, kid.
The fuck, you gonna coach me through my first ass eating session?
Yeah. I mean,
you're a degenerate.
I had a friend, you know, sit me down and teach me how to suck dick.
Oh.
Yeah, she did.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. She gave me some pointers, so. I mean, I don't speak to the bitch now, but.
I'm trying to remember what
I got something to be thankful for.
Yeah, listen. From every fragmented relationship, friendship, you can always take something away.
And I.
There you go.
And I walked away with some dick sucking skills.
Listen, I have a friend who taught me how to hotwire cars.
Look at that.
I have another friend who taught me how to, like, I'm not going to say. I have a lot of generate friends. I was about to say some other wild shit, too.
Shout out to our degenerate friends.
Listen, guys.
We love ya.
We love you. I was raised by wolves. I can't help it.
All right. So let's get into it because we got quite a few questions. Where did you get these questions from?
Okay. So if you guys haven't figured it out yet, you guys know I am obsessed with Reddit. Reddit has this, I don't know if they haven't done it in a while, but they used to have this series called AMA, which is Ask Me Anything. And it would start out with like other Redditors who ran like different forums would let other people ask them questions. However, with the popularity of the forum, celebrities would actually come on and you can ask them anything. Some of the questions were like really profound and good, and other times it'd be like, hey, boxers or briefs, like very mundane. But I just like the idea of being able to ask like out the box questions to people that aren't necessarily inappropriate or risque, but it's something that you typically wouldn't ask a regular person, you know, mm-hmm. like in casual conversation. It really gets you going because you're like, oh shit, no one's ever asked me that before, but it's something I'm definitely down to talk about.
Okay.
So that's how this whole thing came about. And when we first started potting, I used to always say we need to like, we should do like an AMA, like we ask each other questions or we can get like the listeners to submit questions. So I figured the first go about, you and I can ask each other questions just to see, you know, where our little brainy brains are.
I'm with it.
You with the shits?
I'm with it.
All right.
You want to start it off?
Yeah. Sorry. This
bitch. She has the most like random.
Okay, so this one right here.
It's a lot of questions, but we're going to pick them at random. Just whatever.
Yeah. What is the best thing you learned from someone you like the least?
The best thing I've learned from someone that I like the least?
Yeah, like the best lesson from someone you necessarily did not like or get along.
Not everything is about me.
Okay. In what sense? Like emotionally?
Emotionally.
Yeah. Okay.
Not everything is about me.
That's actually really good. Because I feel like that's something, because one, we're both water signs, and two, we're both empaths. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something we have to constantly remind ourselves. We can't take things personal. And a lot of shit that happens
don't take things personal.
Yeah, like you can't. Shit happens.
It's not about me. It's not what I did.
Yep.
About the other person and what they've got going on.
I was always told, the only thing you're responsible for is how you react to things that happen to you. How you react to something is giving it power. Or
like that.
Disarming it. Everything is a reaction. Me hitting you, for example, if I was like, come up and it's like Draymond Green and sucker punch you. How you react to that is how the rest of the situation is going to go down. So you
and I'm gonna react to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but it's hard, man. It's really fucking hard because
You have to reach a certain level in life that I'm not quite there yet.
I feel like I've gotten a lot better.
I want to get to the point where I don't react to anything.
You want to be a sociopath? I'm not there.
Borderline. I want to be like questionable. Like, is she sane?
Like, you want to be like me when people try to get me to cry and I'm just like there.
But you clearly have emotions, right? You display it towards sports. Maybe not and so much to humans,
yeah,
but
and you
so
know,
you know
funny.
You have them.
But it's taken years of me of channeling, because I'm really big on like controlling. You know, I'm a control. And one of the ways I control my emotions is, I guess, telling myself what times are appropriate to show emotion. And I've delegated that to like sports.
But I don't think it's so much about like when it's appropriate to show emotion, because no one else should determine whether it's an appropriate time for you to show emotion. You feel the emotion, yeah. You feel the emotion.
Yeah.
It's processing them.
That could, okay. That,
it's being able to like process wording. Them. Yeah. Because, right, if you feel a certain way about something, I'm no one to tell you you can't feel that way about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? Can't police.
Yeah, you feel what you emotions. Feel. But learning how to like feel your feelings and letting them navigate.
Mm-hmm. Like letting it take its course.
Take its course and then letting them go.
Okay.
You know, that's the important part about like.
Oh, I agree.
Really managing your emotions.
That's what I've learned. Yeah. That's a really good point. That was a great question.
Yeah. All right. So. Okay. If you could change one thing about yourself physically, what would you change?
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I had a phone and a girl I would call her. If you're too young, you're too young.
Look it up on YouTube.
Look that shit up on YouTube because it's there.
She was taller?
Not. I'm not even saying like I need to be 5'10", supermodel tall. I just want to be tall enough to use the top part of my closet properly.
You want to be able to get up on your bed with no problems. Because I see a little struggle.
You are so disrespectful.
Lexi has like just a little teeny struggle to get up on her bed.
I have a routine, so to speak. I hop up on my bed. But honestly, I think it's getting to the point with my sciatica that I might need to get like a little ladder or something.
Oh, man. That's going to be so good. I'm going to secretly videotape you getting on your bed. And then I'm going to create a compilation.
I am going to secretly create a I Hate Haiti Baby fan club. Remember on Friends when Rachel, they had like the I Hate Rachel Green.
Yeah.
And Ross was like the president or something.
Wasn't it him and Brad Pitt?
Him and Brad Pitt. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get the...
they hated her.
Yeah, I'm going to like make buttons and stuff. Because you stay coming for me. I'm different. What was it? I'm differently abled. Yeah, I guess... My height's always been like the biggest. Everything else is like, look, I'm fat. I'm shaped a certain way. It is what it is. I got a double chin. It's fine. It stores secrets, you know? Lots of secrets. That's, if you see my double chin, that's where all the secrets are. And they're safe.
All right, you'll go.
Okay. Oh.
For your listening pleasure.
If you're a character in a movie, book, or television show, what genre would you live in?
Genre, not what character?
Better yet, let's kick it up a notch. What character would you be?
Man. That's tough. Damn. Sorry for the long pause. Okay. I can't think. I can't. My mind is like blank. Any movie? TV show? I'm going to go with a TV show.
Okay.
I would be... I like this bitch from Sons of Anarchy. The mom, Gemma.
Gemma? Oh, she was...
Yeah, Gemma, tell her. She was a badass.
Yeah, she was crazy, though.
It's pretty fitting.
Okay.
She was a badass bitch.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. I always admire her because she was a badass bitch, but she was all about her family.
Yeah.
You know? She had to do some shit for her family, but she was loyal to those people.
You know? Mm-hmm.
That type of shit. And she was, you know, she was a badass, the obvious.
You know who I would pick?
Who?
Tony Soprano.
Ooh. But we're kind of on the same lines, though. Of like,
he was... You know, for someone who did all the fucked up shit that he did, he was very self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he was a fucking mob boss going to therapy, what? Because, you know, they're like, not about that. You're a Don, basically. That'll be like Don Corleone going to see a shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
You know what's crazy? That I was
it was between him and Michael Corleone.
Mine was going to be between Gemma Teller from Sons of Anarchy and Nicky Santoro, Joe Pesci.
Oh, I was between Tony Casino. Soprano and Michael Corleone. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I didn't go with Michael was because Michael wasn't as very, he was very smart and very, you know, cunning, but mm-hmm. I didn't like the way he treated his wife. Not saying that I didn't like the way Tony treated Carmella, mm-hmm. but also Carmella kind of knew what time of day it was.
Yeah.
Whereas Kay was kind of like trying to not, she was trying to change him. It was like mama.
Yeah, she was trying to change
him. Yeah, like mama. Well, in all fairness, he wasn't in the family life when she got with him. You see, we get distracted. So yeah, Tony Soprano for me and Gemma Teller for you. I like it.
Yeah, I like that we were kind of on the same genre though.
Yeah.
That family.
You know who else I was thinking about too?
That gang Philly. Look at us.
But you know who else I had too? Because I love this character. Tommy Shelby from Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Peaky
Blinders. Yeah, if you see Peaky Blinders, you're like, okay, I get it. He was the leader of the family, whatever. Not playing with a full deck either, so... You know, it works out.
Okay. Imagine that you could choose when and how you die. At what age would you like to die? And how would you like to go? Damn, that's kind of dark. I picked a dark question.
I don't want to die old. I kind of want to go out on my... I kind of want to be like Icarus and fly too close to the sun because, you know, it's who I am. I can be self-sabotaging. So if I had to go, damn.
I have to agree with you. I don't want to live that old.
I don't want to be a burden to anyone.
Yeah.
And this is going to get really dark, but dementia runs in my family. I don't want to get to that point. Where I can't remember people or who I am.
Bitch, I'm like 5 years away from that.
What was the Tyler Perry movie, The Family That Prays? Mm-hmm. When the Kathy Bates character, she finds out she has the early onset dementia. Mm-hmm. And that's why she wanted to take the road trip with
her best friend.
With her best friend. And, you know, she kind of took things into her, you know, matters to her own head. Like, that's a real prevalent thing. Especially if, like, you're a successful person or you, like, you're a very vibrant, lively person to be having to deal with that. I don't know if I can deal with it. Because I've seen, like, my loved ones and how it's impacted them. And the women in my family, unfortunately, are prone to it. I just... don't want that to be anyone's responsibility but mine.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how would you go? What age? Give me.
I don't know. My 60s, maybe?
Not bad.
Not bad.
How would you want to go? How would you want to end the Lexi chapter? The savagery days come to an end.
As quick as a nap.
In your sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
That took a turn, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, would it be us, though, if it wasn't a...
No, you're absolutely right.
Hello.
Hello. How about you?
I would say the same thing.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. We'll okay. piggyback off of you. Okay. Oh, yeah, answer. Yeah, in my 60s. I'm okay with, I'll say 70, the limit.
Yeah.
Like you said... Once I feel like I'm starting to become a burden.
Yeah.
Once I can't like control my bladder or my bowel movements.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I got too much pride. Ain't nobody changing me my diaper or putting a diaper on me, man.
I mean, and I don't have kids or like a lot of younger family members like that. What's going to happen?
No one loves me that much.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I got to change Hades' diapers that time.
As you wink at them.
Probably be a disgusting old lady. Like,
It's not a good idea to have Dolate you roaming these streets in my walk.
No, in Haiti, she's going to want like a 20-something-year-old male home health aide or some shit. Yeah.
Why y'all keep sending me female home health aides?
I don't wanna.
I asked for a young tenderoni.
I can hear you too.
I'll try to show off and like remove my dentures in front of him.
Look what I can do. Back in my day, they called me Gulp Gulp 3000. I was what you call a throat demon. A throat goat.
Get your question.
You know, I have to ask this because I'm a big comic book fan. What comic book character archetype is closest to your personality?
Catwoman.
Okay. Seductress. Okay.
Catwoman.
I was always more into like the anti-hero. Mm-hmm. Deadpool, Wolverine. Even Batman to a degree. Kind of like that chaotic good, so I would go with that. Chaotic good.
I like that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's like...
That's fitting for you.
I'm well-meaning, but sometimes shit gets in the way.
Okay. What's the worst advice you've ever been given?
The worst advice I've ever been given? Play dumb.
Okay.
Play dumb. Don't
Why
let
Why do you think that's the worst advice?
Why the fuck I gotta play dumb for somebody to like me?
Not for somebody to like you.
No, but that was the advice that was given to me. Yeah.
I'm like, I actually don't think that's a dumb advice. When it comes to having to like somebody, yeah, but...
Yeah, no. Well, I should have paraphrased that better. It was a very specific moment, and it was an older family member who actually told me, oh, yeah, just play dumb, and he'll like you. I'm like, fuck out of here. But, like, for everything else, yeah, it's great to play dumb. Like, I am notorious for that at work. Like, oh, okay, I'll play dumb. And
absolutely.
I didn't mean to burp, like, guys. No.
I mean, playing chess and
yeah, but
game of life, play dumb.
In dating and... matters of the heart. I was told quite a few times, oh, yeah, just play dumb or don't let him know how smart you really are, honey. Mm-hmm. A man needs to feel like he's in control. Okay. He can go control his bowels. Not controlling me. But, yeah. Okay, so here's one. What is your least popular or most controversial opinion?
Most controversial opinion?
Yeah, like something that you say and people like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I know that I've gotten like a lot of slack when I say like it's possible to love two people at the same time.
Okay.
I get a lot of people that have looked at me like,
I am not, this is not a hard disagree, because I kind of see where you're going with this, because you can love two different people for different reasons. But then it gets very treacherous when you try to navigate those waters and determine who ultimately wins out in the game of love.
Another one that probably gets me is... cheating shouldn't be a deal breaker.
Okay.
In a relationship.
One time standalone incident, yes, I agree with you. But if it's a serial thing that you're constantly getting caught out there, then my man's like, just be single.
I see that.
Just be single. Because I feel like a lot of times when there's cheating is because there's something that needs to be addressed that hasn't been addressed, and that needs to be the wake-up call. Like, okay, what, why? Like, what isn't working here? Is it something we can work on? Is it something that genuinely you feel like I don't have what you're looking for? And that's when you need to have those conversations. Like, all right, are we going to work this out or are we going to walk away? Mm-hmm. So I can see that.
But you see how they both go hand in hand.
Yeah, though, like they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Not saying a piece of shit. Like, you know, I think there's a difference between, like,
yeah,
like you said, serial cheater.
Like a serial cheater, like, moments. Get it together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're like, oh, a piece of shit, like, cheater.
Yeah.
I mean, piece of shit, like, in, like, you lie, you mislead the other person.
You fuck her best friend and get her pregnant.
Yeah, like, that type of, like, yeah, scandalous. That's wild.
But, like, some, like, quick one-night stand that you don't know the bitch from a hole in the wall, it just fucking happened, and all right. Mm-hmm. If it was just sex, then all right.
But when there's, like, just emotions sex, involved, yeah, then that's when the it gets emotional weird. Part. That's it.
And that's the key. Much for me. And that's what I tell people. It's like, yo, I get, like, if you're out with your boys, you see a whatever, shit happens. But if there was, like, conversations and moments where you guys were connecting on other levels, mm-hmm. then that's a problem.
Okay.
Because you're already trying to sow some seeds. When you've got, you know, something at home. So that's when I'm like, all right, that's when you need to look at yourself. Okay, what is it that I am looking for, or what is it that I want that I am not getting? And can this other person get it for me? Or do I just feel the need that I need to be able to be, you know, putting my stuff in a hole? All right. Yeah. I mean,
nice choice of words.
I am a lady of many words. I would say the one opinion that I've had that people have had a hard time, or like they feel the need, like they can change my mind, is I don't believe in marriage. I don't believe in marriage. I don't believe in. Okay. I sound like the first time I said this, they were like, what? You know how I always joke that I don't believe in, like, I don't trust American banks. Mm-hmm. I don't. I have my reasons. But why? Like, the whole concept of credit scores and, oh my God, good credit. Like, what does that mean? Like, what does it mean? Like, I know what it means. Like, I know what a credit score, I know. Mm-hmm. But why? We are the only country in the fucking world that operates off that system.
That's control. That's what it is. That's how we're never, we are supposedly like the freest country.
But we're not.
But we're not.
We're not.
Mm-hmm. We're slaves to the white man.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
It's.
Despite, you know, what people say.
And it's like, I had someone tell me, oh, you just go out of your way to go against the norm. No, like a lot of shit just, if it doesn't make sense to me, it doesn't make sense to me. My, you know, what I feel is not up for debate. Like, the whole point of marriage, what's the whole point of marriage?
Listen, I agree with you. I don't want to get married. So, yeah, and like, you on that.
Whenever I ask people, I'm like, okay, what's the whole point for love? You can love someone and not be married to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because you can get married to somebody and they could be fucking a neighbor. Their loyalty doesn't exist.
But those are traditions that are like
exactly
embedded in us,
and these traditions kids. Come from where? Ownership, mm-hmm. control, and a lot of people reverting, oh, we need to go back to the way things were. And I'm like, things were like that for a reason, because we didn't know better, but we know better now. We can improve and fix those things. But we choose to hold on to so many antiquated concepts for what?
What is the reason?
What is the fuck? Like, honestly speaking, when people say, oh, well, our grandparents never got divorced. Well, grandma couldn't have a fucking bank account, man. That's why she didn't get divorced. She couldn't fucking open a bank account without a signature of her husband or her. Even then, she couldn't. They couldn't have credit cards. They couldn't fucking work. So now that women could do all of this, what is the point of that stuff?
See, I understand. I don't agree. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't agree with the whole concept of marriage. I respect it.
Yeah, to each
I
his
respect
own.
Those that, you know, they have traditional views, traditional values, and just want to live their lives that way. That's not for me.
It's not for me either.
But I don't like the ones that look down
yeah.
on women like us mm-hmm. that don't necessarily conform to the societal norms and don't conform to like the whole title of marriage, being married.
I mean, you've known me for how long, and I don't conform to a lot of shit.
Yeah, and they give us the side eye. Yeah. You know, look at us like, oh, you don't, when are you going to find a man and get married? Or, like, why do you think that that's the end goal for every single woman?
I got into a debate with someone who, because I had posted something, I'm like, marriage isn't an accomplishment. They're like, why isn't it an accomplishment? You know how much work goes into a marriage? I'm like, an accomplishment for me is something you work towards. You study to learn something. You learn a skill. You are able to benefit from this accomplishment.
They tell you, you know how much work goes into a marriage?
Yeah.
You know how much work it goes into working on myself?
You know,
and like, I have to worry about someone else.
Yeah, like,
and making sure I'm like responsible to add to that person's happiness.
Yeah, no,
that's a lot of work, and a lot of people don't want that responsibility.
Yeah, but to say that marriage is an accomplishment means that that's all you aspire to.
Oh, I you got aspire married. To marriage.
That's sad.
A lot of women aspire to marriage at a very young age.
That's you scary. See
women 20, 21, 22 years old. What was the name of that show? We were watching the show together. And we were like, yo, they're fairly young.
Wasn't it like Love is Blind?
No, not Love is Blind. One of those Netflix shows.
Yes, with Nick Lachey. We were just fucking.
Yes. When we were like, man, they're very young to be thinking about. And they were only in their relationship for like 2 or 3 years.
That's wild. Like, but no, that's a hill I'm dying on. Marriage is not an accomplishment. It's not. I treat marriage like getting your driver. Well, even then, getting your driver's license is an accomplishment because you got to study and you got to like learn how to drive.
I'll drive you crazy.
But yeah, I got into it with this girl and she was like, oh, it's because you've never been in love. I'm like, what does love have to do with it? Back in the day, people used to get married for property. Dads used to find husbands for their daughters. So, you know, keep. Yeah, here you go. She's yours now. That's like that whole concept of walking the daughter down the aisle. That's where that came from. It's like, she's not my problem no more. She's your problem now.
Yeah.
Godspeed. Man, don't marry me. Just give me your loyalty. That's all I want.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Who was up to asking the questions? You asked the last question? About the most controversial opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could go back and relive one day in your life without changing anything about it, which day would you revisit?
Oh, that's a good one.
Guys, I guarantee you it's sports related.
Am I that transparent?
Yes. You're Windex, bitch.
Yeah. 2003, game 7 of the ALCS, Yankees and Red Sox. I remember that day. It was a school day, and my pops got tickets for the game. My mom wasn't going to let me go because, one, it was a school night, and two, I had my senior ring ceremony the following day. She's like, no, because you need rest. And my mom being a mom, whatever. And I fucking begged her. I'm like, yo, I never asked for anything, which I didn't. I was a really laid back kid. And I begged her. She finally was like, all right, fine, but you got to do your homework. And yeah, I don't want to hear anything about you being tired. I went to the game. For those of you who don't know how that game ended, it ended in an 11th inning walk-off home run by Aaron fucking Boone. And just that euphoria, like that high, you're like, yo, 17-year-old me was like, is this what it's like to be on fucking drugs? Because it was this high. Like, I got home, I didn't fucking sleep. I was at my ring ceremony, like, full of energy. Meanwhile, my dad is like snoring in the back, and like my mom is shooting him a stare like, are you fucking serious? But just young me was like, yo, this, oh my god, this is amazing. And I feel like still to this day, I'm chasing after that high.
Oh, you are a cold crackhead, girl.
Yeah, like, I'm still chasing that. And this is why I don't do drugs, guys, because I have an addicting personality. And I think about that day. Not to say that I've had, like, other great moments. I have, but I guess it was the... I was young, that being filled with hope and, like, that enthusiasm, you know?
I can see it in your eyes now, yeah, as you're, like, telling the story.
And it's crazy.
You're reliving that moment.
That's what it is. And I kind of understand, like, you know, this is a real fucked up thing. And now I know why serial killers save souvenirs when they kill someone. Oh, my God. It's like that little, I get it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I understand. Possibly.
Okay.
How about you?
A day that I would relive over and over without changing a thing about it. Yo, believe it or not, watching my best friend give birth to her first child.
Really?
Like, literally, I was in the room watching her give birth.
That's dope.
And it was dope because, like, we were, like, throughout her pregnancy, we were super close, period. But, like, I would joke around and say that I was, like, her baby father. Aww. I mean, her man was in the picture, of course, but just because he was kind of living in a different state at the time while she was pregnant. So she and I were always together. So when she went into labor, you know, she was in the room and I was there with her and so was her man. And I kept saying, like, yo, they're going to kick me out anyway because I wasn't supposed to be in there. And they were like, they had already told her that only the father could be in there. But yeah, no one's telling me anything. I'm like, yo, I think I could, you know, stay in here. Anyway, she was in labor and, you know, we were there trying to comfort her. And I remember she was like, I'm ready to push. And the doctor was like, no, not yet. She was like, no, I'm ready to push. And they started prepping her and all this. And, like, me and her man are just standing there. And I literally saw that.
Aww.
Baby coming to the world, like her son. And that's, I got so emotional, like I started crying, like me and him would just started crying and bawling. And it's because I was like, damn, like, just like that, it's the start of life, like, yeah, that's how we come in this world.
Damn,
you just like that,
you made me feel like a shitty person because I was definitely in a room when my niece was born.
And that's the, I'm saying, because that was, I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
I never thought, like, we never spoke about it throughout her pregnancy. Like, she never said she wanted me to be there.
It just happened.
It just happened organically. And I don't regret it. It was dope. It was a very emotional feeling. And to this day, she and I are still friends. Her son, my godson, he's like, what, 16 now?
Oh, my God. He 15, grown.
16?
He a teenager.
Well, he's about to be 16 in January. Yeah.
Do you, like, you know what? I do this with my younger brothers a lot. I'll, like, randomly, you know, I've wiped your ass before, right?
Yeah, I saw him all the time. Like, I give him, like, little tales. Yeah, and he just, like, laughs because, you know, he's a teenage boy now. He's like, and I'm like, yo, you used to do this to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My youngest brother, I don't know if this is still the case now, but he had a thing for butts. So I would be, like, in the kitchen, like, making him something to eat, and he would just stand behind me and just, like, go like this on my ass.
I mean, in all fairness, you do have a...
And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's so round. I'm like,
the hand movements you're making is looking very Mr. Miyagi-ish.
Yeah, but that's what he used to do. Like, I don't know if it was a comfort thing because he would do that to, like, his mom too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, stop, don't do that. Because we don't want him, like, going around to, like, random big butt bitches and, like, rubbing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's two and he's adorable, but still, like, we're trying to train him right. I'm going to ask him, like, do you still do that? I'm like, please don't ask me that again. I'm like, you used to do it all the fucking time, bro. I remember one time I was, like, making him pancakes, and I just feel like a little... I thought he was asleep, so I just feel like a little hand, and I jumped, and the shit went flying everywhere. And then he started crying, and I felt horrible because I made this little curly-haired child cry.
Aww.
Yeah, oh, he was so cute when he was a baby. He's still cute now, but still. But, yeah, man. That's dope.
Your go.
My go? All right, I got this one.
I can't stand you.
What would you title your memoir?
Oh, man. My memoir. Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
But it would be Miss.
Oh, understood. Okay. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Yeah, misunderstood.
Okay.
Yeah, she's gonna
I feel like I would call mine something like, oh, they let me write a book, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
There's got to be like some comedic relief to like, it being you. And that'll be you on the cover, like.
Like with the Larry David pose. You know what? I take it back. I would be Larry fucking David. Because I am Larry David.
There we go.
Haiti baby could tell you, like, I really am like Larry David, though. I'm George from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called you that earlier.
I'm like, oh, God.
What did you do earlier that I was like, yo, you really are George?
Was I fighting with the dog?
No, but something happened. And you was like, yeah, of course that would happen to me. And I'm like, yeah, you're just like George from Seinfeld.
What the fuck did I do?
Damn, I don't remember. Oh, God. What do I remember?
Jesus Christ, we are these fucking people.
I'll figure it out. What is something you don't realize is weird until you really think about it?
When I tell people about like, okay, so I've had a very interesting childhood, right? And you don't realize how like, because for me, it wasn't fucked up and it wasn't bad. I experienced things. I'm sorry, my roommate is asking me if I'm caring for the child properly. I should have saw her. Yeah, I rolled her a blunt. We're in a siph. I don't even do drugs. We're
siphoning right now.
My God. But, okay, so I would tell people like things about my childhood and not think it was weird or like crazy. And so I see the looks on their faces like,
same, bitch.
Like, yeah, same. You would get that. And it's funny because Haji, I would tell him a lot of stories from my childhood. He's like, girl.
Yeah. They would never understand.
Yeah, like, you had to be
people,
there.
People raised on love don't understand.
They don't
people
know
raised on survival,
survival mode. It's like, you weren't. Yeah, you had to
you
be there.
You just had to be there. There goes another title for the memoir. You just had to be there.
You just had to be there. And I remember... I was telling a story about when I was a kid. All right, fuck it. When I was a kid, my aunt broke her wrist. I was 8 years old. She broke her wrist. Like, she had a cast, and she couldn't roll her joints.
Okay.
So she had me do it for her. I was just rolling them. I wasn't smoking. I wasn't in the room when she was. I was just... She would tell me to roll out her joints for the day and, you know, she'd be good to go. Like, her, it was like four.
You were four?
No, it was like four, you know. No, I was like eight. And I had mentioned that to someone. I was like, yeah, I've been rolling since I was like 8 years old. And they're like, what? So I was like, yeah, I had to do it for my aunt. She couldn't do it. They were like, why were you rolling your aunt's joints? I'm like, she broke her wrist. Like,
you now that you think that? About it, you're like,
oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought that was normal. I thought you learned how to roll at a young age.
And like, it's like, you think about these things, you're like, okay, I can kind of see why they thought that was a little weird.
I was the girl at family functions, like, same age, 6, 7, 8 years old, yeah. Opening up the beers, cracking them open, passing them around.
Yeah, like, you
so
do
like,
that.
Family and friends in the house.
You know what I used to do? Remember the little Budweisers, the mini mm-hmm. ones? Yeah. I don't know why, but I was always fascinated with those. And if you were drinking a beer and you put it down, I would take it.
That must be like a Hispanic thing.
Yeah, because there's like a picture. It has to be, because there's like a picture of me that my grandfather took. I was maybe like 3 years old, and I had on like my ruffled dress with the ruffled socks, and I'm bent over with this suspicious ass look on my face with the Budweiser can in my hand because they caught me like mm-hmm. about to sip, and they thought it was the funniest shit ever.
I love your baby pics. You know why? Because not only were you adorable,
oh, thanks.
You were always like fully clothed. as opposed to me that my baby picks, I look a hot mess. My hair, like I'm halfway dressed. You know, I've showed you.
She look like a shirtless mechanic, bro.
I look like I needed to be given like 10 cents a day.
She, you know who you look like though? Mowgli from the Jungle Book.
Yo, that's what you called me, bitch. Mowgli.
Mowgli.
Because in like, every picture that I would show someone.
She's shirtless.
I'm shirtless.
She looks like a boy because, you have, know,
like,
either brown pants.
Yeah.
Like no the grandpa pants.
No top. My hair's a fucking mess. And I always tell my mom, like, Ma, like, what was going on? And no, but it was a daily fight with me when I was a kid.
Oh, you didn't like wearing clothes?
I didn't like wearing clothes. I mean, I like wearing clothes now, bitch.
Lo and behold.
Should have known. No, and my hair has always been like a thing where it's my hair is like me. It's never, it's put together, but it's not like,
yeah,
well put together.
You That's know what funny.
I mean? I swear.
But that's what it is.
My baby pics, I'm half naked and here's a mess. My mom used to yell at me after school.
You gotta She's find like, that
I
picture.
I sent you to school nicely
groomed.
Groomed, your hair nice. Why do you come back looking like you've been like in
you,
a fight?
You're like you went five rounds with Kimbo Slice.
I look like I got jumped. Yeah. Kimbo Slice, damn. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. You know, I met him once.
Did you?
Yeah.
In Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I figured that. Because he was from Miami.
Yeah. He was, I was like, oh, shit. He was like, what's up? I'm like, oh. I like jumped a little.
I can see him just be
like what's like up? Freaking Kimbo Slice. But yeah, just, you know, talking about my childhood and thinking shit was normal. And so I see the looks on my friends who were raised on love.
Oh, must
and
be
stability.
Nice. God's favorites.
I mean, guys. My parents loved me. They just, they were a little eccentric. That's funny.
Whose go is it?
I'm going to go.
Okay.
What question do you most hate being asked?
When I'm going to have kids.
Yeah. Okay. Same. That and are you really a sports fan?
Oh, God.
Or do you just like them because they're cute?
That's my reason. They need to ask me that question. I'm like, no, bitch, because I think they're cute and I think they might have a big dick.
Just like that.
Just like that. In that order.
In that order.
Mm-hmm.
But
ooh. Yeah, I have to say the kids question.
Yeah, all the time. Like, oh, but you're going to regret it. Am I, though? I just went to Disney and had the time of my life and didn't have to push a stroller.
Mm-hmm. I love sleep.
Oh my God. And I love
uninterrupted sleep.
Uninterrupted sleep. I love spending money on myself. I love being able to get up and not have to be like, oh my God, I was gonna stay with the kids. Yo, that freedom, that uninterrupted freedom. Oh, it makes my dick hard.
Sorry, parents, can't relate.
Yeah. I'm still the cool auntie though.
I'm the cool aunt.
I'm the cool aunt.
Okay. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? Perfect people to ask. Huh?
Nothing's off limits.
What's too serious to be joked about? Okay. But publicly... There's things I won't joke about publicly, but behind the scenes, there are no boundaries. Everybody can get the smoke. And you know that we've joked about things that we're like, oh my God, we're not getting into heaven.
Yeah.
I think we might have said something earlier. I'm like,
I just said Ice JJ Fish with special needs Drake. Yo.
Nah, there are some.
I'm just thinking back of our earlier stuff in our catalog, bro. It's like, hot damn.
I think maybe like the joking, like joking on kids, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I just, kids are off limits anyway. Yeah, like I don't.
Nah, but sometimes we let one or two slip through.
You fucked up kids. Yo. I remember remember one time. Yo, this is real fucked
I just
up.
Looked at you like, bitch, we be letting one or two yeah. get through. Yo,
Jesus Christ.
Just some of them you just can't ignore. I'm crying.
Yo. I'm sorry, but this is real fucked up. But I was on Facebook the other day, right? And somebody posted a picture of their kid. And I was like, damn, he looks like a pastor. Why that baby look like he go to Sunday service to give sermon? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Because he looks so grown. And he's like three.
Those are the ones that are funny. The kids that have like the grown man, grown woman face.
Yeah, like he
like
looks.
Like real strong.
Yeah, like I feel like he came out the womb with a 700 credit score. And like
he a whole entrepreneur.
He a whole single dad of two kids. And I was like, damn, that baby looked like he used men's deodorant.
Oh my god.
Okay. You see what you started, man?
Yeah, but they're all flimmins either way. I feel like the kids should be all
yeah, nice. I'm sorry. I'm working on it, man.
I'm pretty sure there's something else, too.
But you know what it is, though? The reason, like, I've been roasted my entire fucking life.
That's our love language, though.
Yeah, like, this is why, like, people, and I say this all the time, and I'm not being, nothing can, you can't say anything to hurt me. My own household flames me on a regular basis.
Though. Like, when you come to the door, if you're wearing something, like, questionable, either Lex or her sister gonna get you.
Yeah.
Like, from the gate.
Even the 11-year-old gets me. And growing up, like, my mom used to always have jokes on us. Mm-hmm. You know what my mom said to me one time? She was like, yo, when you were a baby, no lie, I thought you were gonna be ugly. Because you was a hairy little thing. She said, you had hair going down your forehead. I couldn't tell your forehead from your eyebrows.
That's a Puerto Rican thing, though.
Yo, like, my mom, I'm like, ma, like, that ass? She's like, yeah, like, even at one point, like, We were still kind of, like, worried about you. And, like, just growing up, like, my mom would cut ass on me, my cousins, my Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
That's why, like, guys, even, like, other podcasters, whatever, like, nothing y'all can say could get to me. My loved ones have flamed me to filth. And I think that's why, like, I'm able to crack the jokes that I crack and laugh at the things that I laugh at because it's, like, get over yourself. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite comedians, Nikki Glaser, she has this joke about her vagina. And she's like, I mean, people can eat pastrami sandwiches, but they can't eat me. And she's very like, listen, you got to be able to make fun of yourself.
Okay. Let's see. My turn.
Oh, I got one.
Hold on. Let me get one. Hold on.
You good?
Damn, why can't... Oh, my God. Let me just close my eyes and just pick one. Boom. Think of the best teacher you've ever had. What did they teach and what made them so special?
Oh, I've had quite a few great teachers, but this one teacher I had in high school, he was our history teacher. And the one thing he just, aside the fact that he made his lessons very enjoyable, the one thing he taught us is never accept failure as an option. Just because you don't find success in what you thought you would be successful in, like, everything happens for a reason. And he told us a story about this guy who he tried being a lawyer and it didn't work out for him. Then he tried doing a bunch of other stuff, but the one thing he always enjoyed doing was writing. But during his lifetime, he wasn't successful at that. But this was the guy who eventually wrote the song Happy Birthday, which is crazy. Like, that was his legacy. He wrote the Happy Birthday song. So it's like, when you get caught up with all the other stuff, you don't see what's in front of you.
a fact.
I mean, John Lennon said, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Mm-hmm. And I'm really big on that. I'm like, listen, everything just happens for a reason. No matter how big or how small or how, how minute you might think it's at the time. But yeah, that's basically how you got to look at things.
That's a fact. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, there's no clear-cut path to success. There's no, like, what works for me isn't going to work for you. Mm-hmm. What works for you isn't going to work for the next person.
For me, it was my English teacher in junior high school.
Okay.
6th to 8th grade, Mr. Corrado, may he rest in peace. But he was extremely tall. He was very different. He was about seven feet tall.
Oh, wow.
Big dude. He had those mustaches that kind of just like go outward.
Oh, like rolly fingers. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He had that mustache and glasses. And he walked with a cane. He had a funny walk.
Yeah. Most tall, like really tall people have like.
Yeah, he had a very dry sense of humor.
I love that.
But he always liked my writing. I don't know. He always like encouraged my mom mm-hmm. to like encourage me
to write.
And I was always like self-conscious when it came to, you know, writing. For some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, we're all, always, yeah, I get it. Because I'm like that, too.
I think, like, one of the, like whatever you're strong in, you're always self-conscious about it. Like, what you're really
good at. Because that's your baby. You want to protect it. You don't want anyone to say anything bad about it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. So, he was always super supportive. And every time my mom went to parent-teacher conference, he would always tell, like, my mom, like, encourage her to, you know, write. And because of him is why I still write now.
Good.
And because I know, you know, he's passed on and even... Once I, you know, finished high school, graduated high school, when Facebook became a thing, mm-hmm. I found him on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we would talk back and forth. Oh, he always called me Miss Martinez. And then, and then I found out he passed away. Somebody posted it on
his Facebook. Oh, man, that's rough.
But, yeah, because of that. I've never forgot about that teacher.
I still have some of my teachers now on social media. And it's funny because they're like, yo, you're still the same. But now you're an adult, so you're more unfiltered.
Mm. Shout outs to them.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've always been very outspoken.
All right, let's do one more.
We'll wrap it up. I chuckled because I saw this question and right away I was like, yes. What historical event would you most like to have experienced?
Ooh. What historical event? Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You go first.
I would have pushed Christopher Columbus off the boat.
I'm done with you.
I'm just saying.
Damn, I don't even know. You got me with that one.
I would have slap boxed certain political figures.
Abraham Lincoln?
Nah, I mean, he was cool peoples.
Who?
He was alright. Who would I slap box? Let's see. I would have definitely slapboxed Trump.
Here we go.
Oh my God. Like if there's one motherfucker like on site get blinded with the rage of 1,000 suns, is that motherfucker. All right.
Yo, I don't even know. I'm gonna have to pass on that question. All right. I don't know. I'm really stuck and I don't wanna give the long
what
pause.
What celebrity would you wanna fight in a IHOP parking lot at 2 a.m.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, she could get these hands.
Taylor fucking Swift. I don't know what is it about that little white girl.
I told you how I feel about her.
Grinds my gears. Taylor fucking Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Sorry, Swifters, but.
Don't be sorry.
Not sorry.
Bitch is annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks really annoying.
She's very, like, fake.
And she looks like one of those, like, condescending fucking
Yeah, white like, fake
She's
nice.
Like a Karen in the making.
Yeah, if she isn't already.
Okay, so this is not a historical moment that I would... This is so silly. It's not even, like, a historical moment, but I'm just thinking about, like, viral moments that I would have wanted to witness in person. And I would have wanted to be on that train when the guy with the 8-ball jacket slapped the shit out of that girl. Ew. Yo, bitch. Yo. I would have definitely want to have been in that subway car.
Fam, that slap was heard carts down the train.
That goes back to when you asked, like, videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
That was one that I saw, too.
You know what's funny?
One of the first videos.
When that happened, I was still at my old job, and one of the guys had the jacket. Why he came into work the next day with the 8-ball jacket on, and we were fucking, yo, when I tell you we were crying, we were in the front red tears, because he walked in like nothing. He was just standing by the door, and we all looked, and we realized he was wearing the 8-ball jacket. We was like, nah, you got it. You got it, bro.
You just had to be there.
You just had to be
You just had to be there.
You know, for me, what viral moment? Damn. Damn. That's hard to top. Because I'm thinking of, like, all the viral moments. All right. Do you remember? This was... back in the 90s, the VMAs, mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg, he had just gotten out of prison, mm-hmm. and they were trying to get him to perform. So everybody was like scrambling to get Snoop to like the fucking venue. Mm-hmm. You imagine being the driver trying to get this motherfucker to the award show to get him to perform. I was just thinking about that because I remember like, oh my God, no one knew if Snoop was going to make it or not. It was a fucking mess.
I remember that. That's when back when MTV played actual videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, nah, I got it. You know what viral moment? Because I'm an agent of chaos. When Giuliani was giving that press conference outside that lawn.
Oh, my God.
That landscaping thing. And his hair dye was dripping down his face.
It's just for men.
It's just for men. He was sweating. I would have been the one... Because I'm chaotic as fuck. I would have been the one like wiping it, but like wiping it wrong. So it was like on his face. Oh man, that man was so, he's so weird. He looks like he smells like mayonnaise.
Yeah, don't do that to mayonnaise. Come on.
It's a disrespect to mayonnaise. Oh, here's a bonus one. In a Freaky Friday situation where you woke up in someone else's body, who would you like to be for a day and why?
For a day only?
Yeah, like you had to do a Freaky Friday with someone.
I would want to be... Damn. I'm gonna go with good old Riri.
Riri? Oh, that's a good one.
My good old Riri.
Riri's chaotic ass.
And why?
Yeah.
Just want to see what it's like to be, live a chaotic
get out
life.
Me way.
Get out me way.
She was saying that to a reporter, right? The paparazzi. They were like fucking
get out
her.
Me fucking way.
Get out me fucking way. I need that on a shirt.
I'll say Riri.
Riri?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love her, so. You what know, about you?
You know what my chaotic ass is going to say, right?
Who?
Kanye.
Why?
Because I feel like I would be like, damn, I'm really wilding right now. Just keep wilding.
He's becoming like the most hated man in America yeah. right now.
I just, like, I'm very on the fence with him. Like, is this really an act, a shtick? Like, what is your end game here? Or are you really having a manic episode? It's hard to tell.
That's the scary part.
It's hard to tell. It's very hard to tell. And it's crazy because he's wilding for respect and doing everything, and nobody's trying to like stop him. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see.
To be continued. Any last words, Miss Savage?
If you were offended by my kid jokes, then
I'm just so hilarious. I was crying.
You could light a candle to all the kids I swallowed in all these years.
Wait, let's make some noise for that. You know I like anything that has to do with swallowing. I'm mad late on it. With that being said, guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So you can find a podcast. You can stream the Ladies Pitch podcast there. Ladies, remember, you deserve to be happy and fuck disrespectfully. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby, signing out.
This is your favorite stressed out Yankees fan, Lexi the motherfucking Savage.
We catch you guys in the next one. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch718. See y'all next week. Bye-bye.